Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have Seth Habegger with us.
Good morning, everyone.
We are here to have fun and nothing else.
That's it.
Really?
If we do anything else, it's unintentional. We did not mean to do it. We did
mandatory fun.
Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar in a little bit. Also, we'll be giving you an opportunity to qualify for ham. Our friends at Quality Foods are giving away a wonderful sized ham for Christmas. We're going to give you a chance to qualify for that. Also, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets. We have the Rocky Mountain Christmas tickets that we wanted to give away today. That, of course, is going to be hitting the pack today. They're going to be doing that. We'll talk more about that a little bit later as well.
Yeah.
8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And in 9 o'clock hour, we will get into good stories of the day that I write stories. We'll try to leave you on a positive note, of course, as we always do. And then we'll lead you into Morning Magazine. And in part one today, we're going to talk with Dr. William and Danita Carlson. We're going to talk about Mary's Place. Looking forward to that. We have had a chance over the last couple of weeks to talk about Mary's Place with a number of different guests. I've heard good feedback from the audience. Looking forward to getting into a little more conversation with that today. And in part two, we've got a best of episode. We've got we're going to play a repeat. Last Friday, we had Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on with their Miracle on 34th Street. We're going to replay that interview today because, of course, they're going to be premiering tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give you a nice little preview of the show. It's going to be a fun way to do that. Looking forward to it. All that coming up. And, of course, it's live radio. Who knows what can happen? You put the three of us together. Anything can happen.
I know.
Melissa, how you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. Anything fun this morning so far in the last like half an hour, couple hours you've been awake? Anything interesting?
I ate bran flakes with raisins for breakfast.
Yeah. Yes. This is
I've
good radio.
I've had three cups of coffee. You know, the news was a bit of a slog this morning.
Okay. Yeah.
Those days do happen.
I need more coffee, but there's none to be had.
Every time we start off the show, you know, ask Mel if she's doing it. She's doing it remotely. I feel like we should open it with, and that's the news from Abbotsford.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Your best Garrison Keillor impression, and
good verse. I like that. Seth, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. Got the father-in-law visiting right now. That's very cool. I haven't seen him in a little while, so it's nice to see family.
Show?
He'll be coming. He'll be able to come to the show tonight, the preview night. So that's kind of cool. It's very nice. Got to do some Christmas with him and the boys. Of course, the boys were super excited about that part. But anyway, no, it's great to have him in town.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. It is nice to have relatives in town, especially for something like that, which, of course, Beth is in Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, indeed.
As we touched on there. And want to encourage you to get your tickets for that. Go to wrctheater.org. That is all one word, wrctheater.org. All these shows will be at 7, December 9th, 10th, 15th, and 16th, and 17th. On the 17th, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee. Going to be a good show. So because I'm a glutton for self-punishment and self-destructive, I decided to start our show last night, or actually the other day, in a fun way. I think this is going to be fun.
All right.
My tongue will not think so. We have the most mispronounced words of 2022.
Oh, goody.
Wow, you challenged yourself this morning, man.
Wow. To be honest with you guys, about a month or so ago, maybe even longer, Pam sent me an article about mispronounced words, in particular, the most mispronounced word here in Wisconsin.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I never had a chance to really like find a spot for it in the show.
Okay, sure.
And so I've been looking for a way to do that because I like when Pam sends. I like when anybody sends us stuff for the show and stuff. This was not necessarily intentional to basically break my tongue. I'm going to do that. And by the end of this segment, my tongue will need a cast.
It'll be in knots,
A company called US Captioning does the subtitles for live events on TV. They also do an annual list of the most mispronounced words of the year. Let's take a time out real quick.
Okay.
Has anybody ever thought about that job?
Oh.
That the person that has to type up the words and everything, like for captioning and everything.
You know, because you see it, if you actually see it happening, like at a sporting event,
yeah.
You look at it and you're like, oh man, I always feel bad.
Yeah.
It seems like a tough job. It really does.
Really?
It would be, because you got to be fast and as accurate as possible, and that's kind of impossible. We are talking about the English language here.
Right,
I was watching the World Cup, and they had that on, and I'm like, it was the Poland game. I'm like,
my God.
Oh no. You have to do all these Polish names. Oh, no.
I think I'd retire.
I'm not doing this game.
That'd be my swan song. I'd be like, I'm out. After this one, I'm out. I'm done. Man. They polled a bunch of newscasters and announcers to find out which words they had trouble with. And here are a few words that words you may have mispronounced in 2022. Chick-coo-luba. Chick-choo-lube.
Chick-choo-lub.
C-I-C-H-I-C-X-U-L-U-B.
What is it?
It is a crater in the Gulf of Mexico caused by the asteroid that scientists say likely caused the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
But don't tell the dinosaurs this. They just can't handle their pride. Can't handle being being taken out by something called Chick-choo-lubo. It's not as cool. It doesn't sound as cool as
Dominator or the Destroyer or something like
just,
that. Right? That
just doesn't have the same feel to it. Donal Gleeson.
Hmm.
The Irish actor who called out Stephen Colbert for mispronouncing his name. it is Domhnall. So Domhnall is a little. I don't know if it's right there. Gleeson, though. I mean, Gleeson
you should be able to get, right?
Yeah, come on, Steve. Yeah, yeah. Edinburgh. American news anchors were criticized for mispronouncing it during the coverage of Queen Elizabeth's memorial.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They didn't have enough of a British accent. It sounds better there that way anyway.
Doesn't everything.
Yeah.
Got true. To avoid that one.
Yeah.
Nigorni sparlihato. Nigroni sparlihato.
Whoa.
It's an alcoholic beverage which went viral on social media thanks to House of Dragon actor Emma D'Arcy. It's Negronic with sparkling white wine and some kind of gin in it.
Well, no, that's just a made-up word. Come on now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Mispronounced words. Who's going to walk into a bar and order that?
Right. I like this one right here because the next couple of ones are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about these is I can always tell when there's a talking head on TV that can't say this person's name, so they call them by their nickname or by their first name.
Yep.
So Novak Djokovic, the Serbian tennis star, arguably one of the greatest tennis players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody calls him the Joker. Everybody just calls him Joker, because nobody can say his name. So there's, the Joker, They're sitting here, they're having these in-depth conversations about greatest tennis players of all time and, citing stats and all, Jimmy Connors and Andre Agassi and the Joker. Because they can't, you just
come on, man.
You can't say his name. Just say it, man. The Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani. Now, that's one that guys like Seth and I have been had beaten into our eardrums
very early on. Wow. Yeah,
he's heard it a bunch.
Yep. He's a unicorn.
Yeah,
there's never been anything like him.
No.
So it's a little similar to how we got used to. A lot of us got used to saying Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah,
it's because Giannis is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Greek freak. You're going to learn how to say that guy's name.
Yep. Yeah.
The next one here, I'm a little guilty of. So Tua Tagovailoa. His real name, though, because everybody calls him Tua.
Yeah.
His real name is Tua Nigamalapala. Tua Nigamalapala. My goodness.
That's a very musical name.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, Hawaiian.
Lyrical.
Hawaiian language is so beautiful.
It is.
Really
it's gorgeous.
Is. And then there's Ukrainian, which is beautiful in its own right.
Yeah.
Just a little harder to say for me. Zaporizhzhia.
Okay.
That is the Ukrainian city, which had Europe's largest nuclear power plant. It was shut down in September.
Right.
Rishi Sunak. the new British Prime Minister.
Oh, yep. Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. President Biden has had a couple of issues. But in his defense, no world leader hasn't. Like, I have not seen any world leader other than, Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau, yeah.
Yeah, I think he said it correctly. Other than that, I think everybody's pretty much mispronounced that one. And Adele. Adele is one of the more mispronounced names, apparently.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
We talked about that.
A couple months ago. That's right.
I forgot about that, yeah. But it's Adele. Adele. Yep. Not Adele, like I just did.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I just mispronounced it, yeah.
Because someone asked her, she was asked a question, and they used her name correctly, and she thanked the person for saying it correctly. Yep.
Adele does sound a little better. Actually does make a little more sense once you get used to saying it.
Yeah.
Adele. Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's not on the list. Not on the list.
I'm surprised that's not on the list. Yeah.
So we send a shout out to our the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, because she sent us this article, and I thought this was really cool. I was looking for a chance, and this kind of segues into this. Comes to us from Digital Third Coast Media Relations. They analyzed Google searches for words that were misspelled the most by state.
Okay.
And Wisconsin ranked 36th for spelling searches. Not bad. But needed help spelling this one particular word. Do you guys want to take a shot at this one at all? I mean, there's a billion words out there, so we're not going to drag this on too long. It is a word that I wouldn't have guessed, that's for sure. And it's a simple word. I shouldn't say simple, but it's not...
Is it a more common word that's used quite a bit? Yeah.
Yes, it's a common word. It's not a word that was certainly any of the words that I just used, like in that previous article.
I'm trying to think of words that I personally have trouble with.
I have trouble with the word thorough.
Ooh, thorough. That's a good one. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Or thoroughly. Yeah. I need to thoroughly clean this bathroom. Yes. It's a difficult word for me to spell.
For me, it's decision. I always spell that wrong. I always spell the word decision wrong.
Library. I've been doing this my whole life. Been doing it my whole dang life.
There's two R's in there, James.
Yeah, I know. My mother worked at one.
Yeah, I know.
You got to own these things. So, Wisconsin ranked 36 for spelling and needed help spelling patience.
That one gets me too sometimes.
Little patience, spelling patience.
Spelling patience.
Here are some other insights. That's pretty funny though, patience. That is pretty good. 93% of Americans look up how to spell certain words, and 63% admit to misspelling the same words constantly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Maryland, Colorado, New York, New Jersey, and Virginia have the most Google searches related to spelling.
Interesting.
Okay.
And restaurant, chef, cemetery, quarantine, and niece were the most searched for words.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Restaurant's a difficult one, too. I struggle with that one sometimes.
The A and the U. Which
niece.
Way do they go?
Niece. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's a good one.
I-E or E-I.
Yep. Yes, that's a good one.
I have to write it down to see which one's right.
I would not have thought of that, yeah. They also surveyed more than 1,000 Americans to see how they use technology to help them spell and how much they judge others for their spelling mistakes. 97% of people think you should know the difference between their, your, and its and its.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. That's pretty standard. Yeah.
97% though. I do agree, but at the same time, I'm not like a stickler about these things. If somebody misspells it.
Yeah. The only one I will give grace for is its and its.
Yeah.
Because I think that one's kind of meh.
I still do the same thing though. I've always done with school with its and its. I always say, is it it is or not? I always, extend it to what the contraction would be. What the contraction is made out of, and see if that if it works in that sentence or not. I always do that when I come to that point.
She graduated last year, but I had a student who was so afraid of doing this that she would always write out "you are." Yeah, you are. It was never your. It was never your. It was always you are. Even if it didn't work, she wrote out "you are." And I finally asked her about it. It was one of those things a teacher got in her head about it, I guess.
About its is that the possessive form, usually you use an apostrophe to show possession, but you don't with its.
That's true. That's true.
That's
only
why
with the contraction.
It's confusing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and then there's Monty Python.
Yes. Oh, great reference. Oh, that was good.
That's what popped into my head.
More than half, 63%, said that they judge people for their spelling mistakes.
Hey, don't judge me.
I actually have no problem with that if you never misspell anything.
Uh-huh.
As long as you never misspell anything whatsoever, that's fine. I got no problem with that.
63%, though?
But otherwise...
I'd question that if they could all spell it exactly right.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Well, I think a few errors here and there are okay, but if your whatever you're sending is riddled with errors, of spelling errors all over the place, I'm going to probably judge you, depending on what it is, you know?
I think there's a gigantic difference of effort and trying, and obviously you don't care.
Yeah,
you're just like literally phoning
whatever,
this
man.
In. Yeah, and I agree with you there, Melissa. I judge that. I whether that's right or wrong, I do. Yeah.
There's so much technology now that is helping us spell correctly. Yeah. It's automatic on most things. Now, on autocorrect on texting can kiss my tuchus.
Yeah.
Because it screws me over more often than not. And I'm sorry, I never write the word duck in a sentence. I don't. I just don't.
Oh, you've broken your co-host.
Oh my gosh.
We don't use the word tuchus enough.
Yeah.
We don't. We don't use it enough. It's so good.
It's one of the great Yiddish words, man. I gotta say, it's such a good word.
Oh, you made my morning. I don't think I've heard I haven't heard that in a while. That was good. Oh, that was great. And you're so right about that.
Uh-huh.
This is the thing, though, that I have to own about this, because I'm right with you on that. It drives me nuts. At the same time, I'm one of those people that... I'm not proud of this, but I will own this. I'm writing out a birthday card or a get well card. And I know that other people are going to see this. So there is a word that I'm not sure how to spell. So I'll look it up on my phone. I'll check on my phone. And I'm sitting there for like 5 minutes, like half a sentence through. So how do I spell remembrance? How do I? Darn it. It sticks with me. So I use that spell check. I mean, I use it quite often and everything.
Me too.
I do too.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. And I also use the Google, like, how to pronounce things very often.
Because
I don't want to mispronounce it on my newscast in the morning, and it's important to get names right. People prefer that you get their names right. Names of towns should be said right, names of businesses.
You know,
I had to look up one this morning, Sunoco. I wasn't quite sure how to say it.
There's so many, and this is a whole nother topic we're not going to get into now, but all the different, the correct pronunciation of Wisconsin cities.
Oh, yes.
There's a whole website dedicated to that.
And God help you if you get it wrong.
Yeah,
God help, how dare you get one of these things. How do you not know how to say Sheboygan? I mean, look at that word. It says it right there.
Akonamowok. I mean, what are you talking about?
People mispronounce them is more funny.
Yeah, that is probably true.
This is another one of those things, though, that I mean, just shows how connected we all are.
Indeed.
Everybody mispronounces words.
Yeah.
Every single person.
And misspells them.
And we do.
Yes. Take a quick break. Come back into our National Day of Calendar right here on Mornings at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Always look forward to talking with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll get to do that to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Be listening for that. Not a whole lot to our National Day of Calendar today as we dive into December 8th. So I did want to rewind for a second and remind everybody about a blue Christmas. This goes on until the end of the year, December 31st. Mm-hmm. Christmas normally is a time for joy, decorations, and are set up for parties and and presents and all this other fun stuff. Blue Christmas is a holiday dedicated to those who work in that field, in all of these fields as far as, you know, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, 911 dispatchers, so many of those jobs. We are greatly thankful and appreciative of these hardworking, dedicated human beings. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. It's a difficult time of year for emergency personnel.
Very much so, yes.
And if we mention it every day, we still haven't mentioned it enough.
Correct.
I may be a little biased about this subject.
Just a little bit.
I would like to think everybody is, though. You know, it wouldn't take you being brought into this world by one of them.
I was going
to
say,
to make
yours is a special case, but yes.
Doesn't seem like I should be alone on
no,
that
No, you
one.
Shouldn't.
No. It's National Lard Day.
Finally, lard has gotten its own day.
It is about dang
about time.
It is time.
While traditionally viewed as unhealthy, lard can specifically be used as a better way to incorporate healthy fats into natural nutritional diet.
Mm-hmm.
National Lard Day exists to showcase how lard can be used and inform people about why lard is considered a better fat option than butter or grease.
Mm.
If you're curious about how this holiday began, we can continue on a little bit here because we have nothing else.
Just lard. That's all we have.
National Lard Day has observed the use of lard in America's diets and aims to educate people about its health benefits. What is the health benefits? That's what I'm looking for here.
Do you have that?
I was looking too. I haven't seen it yet.
Lard is considered to be a healthy fat according to Healthy Fats Coalition, which formed this holiday to inform people about the difference between unhealthy fats and healthy fats.
Okay.
It contains monosaturated fats. So those are considered healthy for the heart.
That's okay. Very good.
Okay.
That's very good. Yep.
Mm. It also tastes really good in recipes.
It's true.
Like, that's true.
The best pie crusts are made with lard.
Yep.
But, I've heard that. But I always thought that, well, that can't be good. I mean, if I like it, it can't be good for me.
If it's tasty, yeah.
Healthy Fats Coalition, huh. So lard, how it contains monosaturated fats
that's right.
that are considered healthy for the heart.
There you go. Yeah.
Huh.
That's Boy, you're it. Just challenging yourself
your
this morning.
I just
what are you doing, man?
I'm a self-destructive Jew. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. That's what. I find it interesting, and it also I don't blame people that get frustrated with some of these things.
Yeah.
Say you're in your like 70s,
mm-hmm.
and your whole life lard has been bad. And then all of a sudden you're like being told, hey, wait, turns out actually lard, not as bad as we thought.
Not as bad as we thought, yeah.
But you know what? That happens with almost everything.
It really does.
It's true.
They're going to say, yep, nope, eggs are bad. Wait, eggs are good. Oh, eggs are bad again. And eggs are good. You know, it just goes back and forth.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Melissa, to interrupt, but it turns out I'm just getting some breaking news. Eggs are bad again.
Oh, no.
It just happened. Like, as Melissa was saying, that's a... wait, they're good. They're good. You're so right about that, too. I don't find that frustrating, though. I think that that's evolution. I think that's just
right.
knowledge.
It's more we find out, the more we know.
It seems very easy to kind of... Yes, no, nicely done. Yes. It does seem very easy to like say, well, then why care? Or why focus about any of these things? That's just how this works. I mean, that's life.
Why don't we just do like the classic everything in moderation?
Yes.
How about that? Then you can use lard.
Better.
You can use butter like every now. I mean, come on. Why not?
Well, here, lard has less saturated fat than butter, and it can also be a source of vitamin D.
Ooh, well, that's a good one. Yeah.
And again, it is good.
It is
very good.
It's tasty.
Pretend to be a time traveler day. You have to say it like that. You have to say it like
that.
We
didn't get the echo effect on this every time you say that.
Travel. Being able to travel through time to a different age or era is the dream of many scientists, sci-fi enthusiasts, and even historians. After all, we spend so much of our lives hearing about what happened in the past, be it 100 or 1,000 or 1 million years ago, that many of us would give anything to see things that were happening with our own eyes. But if you ever thought that one day there will be people who will look back and wish they could travel to our times, or how many people were living in the 18th century that would have loved to have seen what life would be like in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever thought about it that way, it's time you did. Or if you never thought about it that then time you did. Mm-hmm. As that attitude will allow you to see the world in a whole new light, enjoy, pretend to be a time traveler day to the fullest. So we used to do our national day of calendar. Or, I mean, we used to do our national our day and this day
in history.
This
yeah,
day
right.
in history mm-hmm. kind of thing. And we kind of got away from that a little bit. Maybe we'll bring that back one day. We'll see. But one of the things I enjoyed about it were things that were like in 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how some of those things felt like they were 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And some of them felt like they happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's as close, like between that and nostalgia, that's as close as we get to time travel right now in 2022.
Right.
I think music is a time machine. I've said that before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You hear a song from high school now as an adult, it takes you back. Certain smells do this for us.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And as we've touched on before and everything, according to Stephen Hawking and some of the greatest minds of all time, while we may not see it in our lifetimes, we're closer to time travel than we are teleportation or some of the other big
faster than light speed drive or something like that. Yeah, we are actually.
Again, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow.
No.
But it is pretty cool to step back and think, like, on a, if you had a list of sci-fi wish list.
Yeah.
That is at the top of it as far as for some, and that's the closest one we have. Just don't step on anything. I watched this documentary that Homer Simpson did once where he went back in time, and every time he stepped on something, it ruined something in the future. So
that was right. a classic, by the way.
It's such a great episode.
It's a Treehouse of Horror one,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I love when he's being so careful, and finally towards the end, he's like, oh, forget it. And he's just smashing everything. Just to see, because nothing else is working. I think it is kind of fun to think of, like, Google, like, 2015, and just see the things that pop up.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of putting yourself back in, like, what it was 5 years ago or a year before the pandemic. And what thing was, like, that is a real trip. It is so weird. It doesn't feel like that much time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, some of the things we were doing just months before the pandemic, let alone a year before the pandemic, and now it's literally a lifetime difference.
It is.
It's so weird.
It's really remarkable. Yeah.
I do like their recommendations on how to celebrate this day by getting a group of friends together, hitting the town, and then acting like you're a time traveler. Ask strangers what year it is and respond in horror. Regard everything you see with curious fascination and a touch of skittishness for good measure.
So I wanted to wrap on this. You're so right, Melissa. This is the greatest thing. This is one of the greatest pranks I think I can think of. I was talking about the other day. I like pranks that are harmless, but this just you never see coming kind of things. They're not easy to find. I would love the idea of the three of us running around and just running up to people. What year is it? What's the year? You're kidding me. We came from the year 2014. We came from the, like, you're not even that, like, ancient.
Not
like,
even
it's
that
just
far.
Like 3-4 years ago. Like, oh my God, it's 2022? Oh, we come from the year 2015, and oh my gosh, it's so different. It's like, look at the way they're wearing their pants. Oh my gosh. Nobody's shaking hands. Everybody stop shaking hands. Why is everybody wearing a mask?
Yeah. Bumping elbows.
We
what is this?
Have fun with it.
That's
who are you?
Please, if anybody does that, I want video. I want.
Yes, please. Can we make this the new TikTok trend?
Yes, yes. Now, see, that's a fun one.
That would be good, yes.
What year is it? And it's National Brownie Day. National Brownie Ooh. Day.
Oh, get out your lard and make some brownies.
Yes. I bet they'd make good brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I just thought of something. There are certain I know this is wrong, but like Iowa, Idaho sometimes get picked on for being way in the past on fashion and everything.
Yeah, right.
So I like the idea of going there and acting like you came from the future. Like, I'm coming from the year 2022. Sorry.
Fascinating fashions this time that you have back in these
people
days.
Do this now. So, yes.
It's called a cell phone.
Please, just ignore me. National Brownie Day. I love where you guys were going with that, with the lard. That was good. That was where we should have stayed with that.
It's a good combination of the 2 days. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Brownies are amazing. I've never had a bad brownie in my life. It's one of the few. I've had
bad cookies.
Unless
they're dry.
Oh.
Yeah, but then I just drink milk. And then I love milk.
He takes so, then he,
yeah, yep. yeah. I've never, I can honestly say, I don't think I've ever had a bad brownie. I really don't. They're great.
Hey, if it had lard in it, I bet you wouldn't be. It wouldn't be dry. It'd be nice and moist.
Not.
Yeah.
I like crunchy brownies. I like with a little crunch. I'm noticing
I like
more.
Them with a little chew.
Okay, yeah. See, now that I like. I don't like gooey. I'm not big on gooey, but the chew, maybe that's a better way to put it. Because I think we're the same, Melissa. I like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Like a little more chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you bake them long enough, the edges get that
little crust on them. Yeah,
a little bit of a crust where it's chewy, but it's not hard.
Mm-hmm. And then you're right, James, because then it's the edge pieces of the pan that are the best. Those are the best ones.
I love the edge pieces of everything. It's always the heel or the edge. That's my game. That's right there. We will take a break right here. We'll come back, have some more fun, get into Melissa's news. And then when we get back, we got Google's Year in Search 2022. We'll get to that before the end of the hour. Of course, keep listening. We're going to give you a chance to qualify for ham. Quality Foods is giving away a ham. We want you to qualify for it. Be listening for that coming up on Mornings at WFHR. I'll have a blue Christmas. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a brighter Christmas than Elvis there.
Elvis there.
Seth, Melissa, and James here with you, and we're going to have some fun in this segment. Before we get into it real quickly, this broke around 7:30 this morning, so it may not be breaking news. In case you have not heard, though, Brittany Griner has been freed in the U.S.-Russia prisoner exchange. In an incredibly dramatic high-level prisoner exchange with American officials, they were able to confirm this the other day. She is not back on American soil just yet, but she is on her way. She is with her people.
Nice.
And that is damn good news.
That is good news.
That is really, really good news. Great
Glad
way to start
it.
Off this segment here.
Yeah.
I wanted to also touch on this, of course, because we've got our friends over at Quality Foods IGA. Got some great things going on this holiday season, as they do every holiday season. They have their holiday cookie walk happening this Saturday, December 10th from 10 to 2 over at their West Grand location. This is while supplies last. $8.99 will get you a pound of cookies.
Ooh.
And you know, all your Christmas hits, all the Christmas cookie hits, man. All the great ones.
I'm looking at the cookies they're displaying here, and they're like, oh, yes, those are all the classics right
this
there.
It's really good stuff right there. And I don't know, does every family do this? I know my mom, it was a big deal. It was just as important to her to have the main meal as to have, I got to have sides or, stuff out for people.
Like the snacky food.
Snacks and stuff. Yeah, while people are waiting for dinner and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe the pigs in a blanket, things like that. That was just as important to her as having the meal ready. That was a big deal to her. So, having these kind of things, that's a nice thing to buy to be able to have that. Just put that out there and stuff.
Yeah, and save yourself some time in the kitchen.
Yes, good point.
I always remember that was the one time where it was like around Christmas time, it was okay to eat a cookie before the meal.
Right, right.
You could actually eat one and be okay with it.
Man. I forgot about that. You're right. And of course,
rule breaker.
That's I also want to remind everybody about Quality Foods Complete Christmas Dinner. Be sure to order this by December 3rd. You can pick it up by 3 o'clock on Christmas Day. They have a ham dinner that'll serve 8 to 10 with not only ham, but mashed potatoes, homemade stuffing, Hawaiian rolls, green bean casserole, and variety cheesecake. And then the prime rib dinner that'll serve 3, and that serves with prime rib, your choice of baked potato, or 3 cheese twice, Hawaiian rolls, green bean casserole, and variety cheesecake. Find out about these, get more information on them, or call to order them at the West Grand Avenue location at 715-423-9750. That's 423-9750. Or you can call the Baker Drive location at 715-423-9750. 423-8350. It's 423-8350. Go to your friends at Quality Foods for all of your cooking needs this holiday season. And, of course, we're giving you an opportunity to qualify to win a free ham from our friends at Quality Foods.
Yes.
We've been doing that with some fun trivia. Seth has the question for you today. Get ready to call 424-2600, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Let's ham it up, everyone. Yeah. Now there's a certain flavor to this question that you'll know probably who came up with it. Just saying that. Just putting it out there. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a question, everybody. 424-2600. What is the name of the traditional Italian cake eaten at Christmas? What is the name of the traditional Italian cake eaten at Christmas?
424-2600 is the number. Call ahead and call up and see if you can get this one.
This one might be a little challenging.
Yes.
A little more challenging today.
And with that, I am going to go ahead and just go ahead and make the executive call here. Get close.
Get
close to it, everybody. Get close to it. Seth, give me that question one more time, please.
Sure. What is the name of the traditional Italian cake eaten at Christmas? Italian cake eaten at Christmas. I feel like we should have the Jeopardy theme.
I really feel like we should. I also, I gotta. Can I be honest with everybody?
Yeah.
I was trying to help out by putting in questions.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd use this one.
Oh, really?
I really did. I generally didn't think they'd use this one. I'm just being honest. I did not see that coming. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a qualifier here. Good morning. What's your answer? Yeah, see, no, they junked out of that one. Nope, I'm not taking, nope. I tell you what,
okay.
Go ahead, call up 424-2600 and just take a guess.
Yeah.
Just a guess. Even if it's way off, I don't care.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we want to go. It's important to us to grab qualifiers. We're not worried about getting these things, stumping anybody here or anything. Let's go and see who this brave person is. Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm gonna take a guess at fruit.
Like a fruitcake? Is that where you're going with?
Yeah.
It's not a bad guess. It's not a bad guess. The correct answer is panettone.
Panettone.
Which does have fruit in it.
It does, which is why I think that's where it really
I think
works.
We'll accept that.
Yes, all right.
We will
all
accept right. that, yes. Yeah. The judges have said, we'll accept that, yes.
Yes, there we go. Sir, can I get your first name?
Oh, Wade.
Wade, thank you so much. Wade, it's been a while. How you been?
Pretty good. Hungry for
better
Tony.
There you go. Good answer.
Excellent.
He's a good guy. Wade, we appreciate you. Wade, aren't you calling from Big Flats?
Yeah.
That's right. I thought right. so. Wade, always good to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling up, man. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. You are our most recent qualifier to win this ham. Thanks so much for listening and playing along, Wade.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Thank you. We're going to catch up with Wade here. That was awesome.
That was good. Great. Yes.
A Pandoro is another one that's an Italian cake. But a panettone is I don't know. It was in our house all the time growing up. So I just thought everybody had this. Again, one of those things that I'm realizing. So we had Tim, the polka guy, in yesterday. We got to hang out. Got to see Tim. And a shout out to Tim. It's been too long.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say at least a month or two since we've seen Tim. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I see him. Like, James, how you doing? We're always happy to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the second thing out of his mouth, are you telling me you're 40 years old and you didn't know that the little drummer boy was a...
Yes, I can attest to this. I heard him say that, which was hilarious.
It was great.
Absolutely hilarious.
It was so great. It was so good. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. A big shout out to Wade and Big Flats for joining us today. That was a lot of fun. We haven't talked to Wade in a while. I think during the request hour was probably the last time I think we heard from Wade.
Yeah, that's
great.
Right.
That was fun. Love hearing from our longtime listeners around here. I wanted to get into this one with Seth and Melissa.
That's okay.
I was going to do it once. I was going to do it at least once.
Our names
a show.
Are so close.
Google's year in search 2022, the top searches and what came of this. Google released its annual year in search stats, and in 2022, it was dominated by Wordle, electronics, and celebrity passings.
Okay.
Here is a rundown of the top searches in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The top news topics we Google were midterm election results, Queen Elizabeth's passing, Ukraine, Powerball numbers, and Hurricane Ian.
Makes sense. Yep. All big stuff happening.
The top words we wanted to find were rupee, oligarch. Oligarch is it's unfortunate what that word means because it's a fun word to say.
It is a cool word. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Cacao, Homer, and recession.
Okay. Well, these are like...
Not sure why Homer spiked necessarily. because it was featured in Wordle. Okay.
See,
I don't play Wordle, so I don't know.
You wouldn't know that, no.
The top how to help others searches were how to help Ukraine, how to help Ukraine refugees, how to help abortion rights, how to help Ukraine army, and how to help Uvalde.
Oh, okay.
Kind of. I don't know. Was that encouraging to anybody else? That seemed a little encouraging to me.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just desperate for things to be encouraged about.
Why can't it be both?
Yeah. Good point. And this is becoming a bit of a time machine.
It is.
Like, in a weird way.
It is.
I'll be a time machine that only takes you like a week.
Yeah, it's a very short-term time machine.
Oh, that would be my luck. I like invent a time machine, but it takes you like 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Well, then you're just Hermione Granger in Harry Potter with her
that's right.
Time spinner thing. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
I just went back 1 second into the past.
Yeah, that would be my luck, yeah. My superpower, I can go back 10 seconds. Long enough to say this sentence, darn it. I just wasted the...
But then you can do your ninja superpower. Move things.
Like,
you drop a glass of milk. Oh, go back 10 seconds, and you can catch it.
Ooh.
Never another spilled glass in my... the top near me searches were gas prices near me, at home COVID testing near me, voting near me, early voting near me, and PCR test near me.
No, makes a lot of sense. All of those make tons of sense this year.
The top how to pronounce searches were how to pronounce Qatar. Or Qatar, or Qatar.
Or Qatar.
Qatar. Qatar. The way that Qatar, the way I've heard others pronounce, especially Middle Eastern people pronounce. Mm-hmm. How to pronounce Kiev.
Yep.
How to pronounce puzzle.
Huh?
Yeah. No, puzzle? No, that's really puzzle? It. That's it. Yeah, puzzle. Like how to pronounce puzzle, I guess. Weird. Okay. How to pronounce Omicron.
Omicron, yeah, okay,
Omicron,
yeah.
Omicron,
mm-hmm. Yep, makes
sense. And how to pronounce Encanto. That's funny.
Encanto, yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's a very good one.
The most searched games were Wordle, Quordle, or Quordle.
Quordle.
Q-U-O-R-D-L-E, I don't know what
that's
that
a variation of Wordle, I think, yeah.
Elden Ring, I believe that's a video game.
It is,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hurdle and Wordle.
Those are all Wordle. My variations, yeah.
I was just thinking before this too. I don't play enough video games. Now I'm thinking, maybe.
No, that's probably not a bad thing, man.
Video games have evolved past me. I think.
Oh, way past me, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I only play one.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more and more that you got it really right too. Isn't that an open world game too?
It's an open world. It's an open world Viking game.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to like harvest your own. Berries and gold. Oh,
it's like a simulation kind of thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't
and you're the only person there unless you choose to do it with other people, which you can. So it's fun. I can play with my nieces.
Oh, that's cool.
Online, yeah, and my brothers.
Do you do much pillaging?
Because
you are Vikings, after all.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, but they're not. They're not like other players.
Oh, okay, I see. That's
if
just
they
gotcha.
Come over to your world, then you're pillaging like villages of draugrs and goblins and.
Oh.
Attacking trolls, that kind of stuff.
Like monsters, okay.
Yeah.
Am I, this is a bit of a stretch, I admit, but going back to like Oregon Trail and video games like that, are they a time machine in some ways?
Oh, yes.
In some ways. Oh, absolutely.
No, I mean, especially how accurate and like detailed these games get right nowadays and everything. Mm-hmm. What is it, Skyrim or something?
Skyrim,
yeah. Yep. Laura's playing a little of that, and I couldn't
get over it. The Elder Scrolls, yeah.
How detailed. Like, I thought Fable was really, really detailed. This was insane to me.
Some of the stuff coming out now, yeah.
Storylines, yeah, they're incredible.
It's pretty cool, and at the same time, like, I can see how people, like you look back and like, oh my god, the whole day has gone away, and all I've done is design my outfit, or something.
That's true. Although, to your point, just a couple of days ago, I see that an updated Oregon Trail was released on Steam.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, they've been working on it for a while.
Kind of cool to me. I think that's pretty cool.
Johnny died by snake bite.
Yeah. Darn it!
You have died of dysentery. That's always my favorite.
Dysentery. The top recipes we searched were sugo, Cincinnati chili, marry me chicken, quick pancake, and mango pie.
Mango pie.
I would try that.
I would definitely try. I don't think I've ever had mango pie. Yeah.
I have. It's delicious.
Is it? Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Now I got to find it somewhere.
I have to look this up. What is marry me chicken?
That's weird.
I need to look up sugo. That's an Italian tomato sauce.
Yeah, I could have told you that one. Yeah,
I didn't know.
We were talking the other day about cold ones. I didn't think you'd like that one too much. But marry me chicken is a creamy, juicy, and full of flavor. It is said. Oh no, I don't like this. No.
It's chicken in like a kind of broth, sautéed
the
in a kind of broth.
Creamy, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good way to get me not to marry you. I'm joking.
I think it looks good, personally, but that's me.
Yeah, right? Yeah. See, to each their own.
Exactly.
Well, it's got sun-dried tomatoes, Parmesan cheese, heavy cream, lots of garlic.
It's a viral one-pot dish involving chicken, creamy, and Parmesan.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See? Well, maybe.
A quick pancake is a regular pancake, but quicker.
How is it quicker?
That was great.
Well, you made pancakes, James. Maybe you could tell us. Yeah, how do you make a quick pancake? No.
I'm guessing it's that, the mix. You just pour water in.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just add water. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a Salisbury steak guy. Like, okay. Of all the foods, like that and cream corn, they're like one and two for me of like foods you will never catch me eating. I can't handle either one.
I'm with you on cream corn. That's weird.
Cream corn is wrong. It's wrong.
I like it. It's nostalgic for me.
See, yeah, there you go.
It was a real treat when we were kids because it's so sweet compared to just like regular corn.
Maybe that's why I didn't like it. I want my corn not sweet, too sweet anyway.
Mm-hmm. Cream corn is like a dessert. And my mom used to make this like scalloped cream corn.
Wow.
That was actually really good. It's not creamy. It's like scalloped potatoes, but with corn.
Exactly. Although I do diverge with James on this. I like Salisbury steak, so.
Yeah, I've only had
it in like TV dinners. So in that form, I can handle it because I know what I'm eating is garbage. It doesn't really matter what's in it.
Every time I see somebody preparing Salisbury steak, I think, who wronged you? Who hurt you? Who hurt that? Why would you do that to steak? That steak is didn't hurt nobody. That steak was just trying to do its thing and make somebody happy and get in their guts.
Well, if I remember correctly,
how dare you?
Isn't Salisbury steak made out of hamburger?
I think it is.
Yeah, it's not an actual steak, so you're okay, man. You're okay.
I think,
it's just minced ground beef.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really all it is. Yes.
With a mushroom gravy,
yep. Mm.
The top shortages we were searching for: diesel shortage, baby formula shortage, Adderall shortage, and sriracha shortage.
Sriracha shortage.
That was real thing.
I know,
I forgot about that.
There's no sriracha. Oh, what am I going to do?
The top five searches overall this year were Wordle, election results, Betty White, who passed on December 31st, Queen Elizabeth, who passed, and Bob Saget, who passed.
Okay. Mm. Oh, wow.
Interesting to see Bob Saget's name in there. None against that.
But that's interesting with the two other people, world-renowned people, and then Bob Saget. Yes.
I got to think Mr. Saget is getting a pretty good laugh out of that
wherever he is.
That's got to be pretty good for him. This is a fun one.
Yep.
We will take a break right here. We will get to CBS's news. We'll come back with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We're also getting Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And keep listening for a chance to win tickets to the Savor the Arts Rocky Mountain Christmas premiering tonight at 7:30 over at the Performing Arts Center. All that coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR.